Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to day number 15, where we are chatting about the call to the
apostolate.
It's the continuation of the mission of the apostles. Mm-hmm. And Sister Lucia breaks it down to three things: the call to
prayer, self-denial, charity.
And charity. Mm-hmm. And she starts off with another message from Our Lady.
August 19th, 1917. Pray very much and make sacrifices for sinners, for many souls go to hell because there is no one to make sacrifices and to pray for them.
So Sister Lucia's point of the call to prayer, the call to self-denial, and the call to charity or to love is really to help people to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a continuous message in the message of Fatima as seen through the eyes of Sister Lucia. It's about salvation of souls. We talked about eternity yesterday. It's a continuation of that. But we are called to now help people work out their salvation. So let's talk first about the call to prayer.
Mm-hmm.
When Jesus started his ministry, he first called people to him before he sent them away. So he said, come, follow me. Then he said, go, make disciples. And that is the model, I think, for us as we go forward to the Word. First, we have to come to Jesus, and we come to him first in prayer before we go out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you had a unique experience where you saw this really before your eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So back in 2007, I had the opportunity of going to Calcutta, India, where Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity are. Their mother house is there. And along with four of my friends, we spent 4 months serving the poor of Calcutta with the Missionaries of Charity. So obviously this is before Ken and I were married. And it was very apparent to me that everything that those sisters did was flowing out of their prayer. But at 6 a.m., every single day they would have Mass.
And you'd have Mass with them.
And we would have Mass with them. We would sit on the floor. I remember this. We would sit on the floor. There would be prayers afterwards. And then in the evening, we would end the day at 6 p.m. with an hour of adoration. And it was just absolutely beautiful. Like, even when we would go on different outings with the sisters, regardless to where it was, before we would go onto the bus, we would say a prayer. Before we would enter into someone's home, we would say a prayer. Mm. Everything was covered in prayer.
So their ministry to the poorest of the poor started with prayer.
Yes, of course.
Because really in India, Calcutta, there's other ministries serving the poor.
Yes.
But Mother Teresa, what set her apart is she was holy.
Oh, very holy.
And she was holy because she prayed. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying that when the sisters were going forward out of that chapel in the morning, Mother Teresa had already passed away by the time you'd went, right?
Oh, yes.
So when sisters would leave after Mass, she would say, let the people eat you up. And then all her sisters would go to their different assignments during the day.
Mm.
Why would she say that? Well, because they had just received Jesus in the Eucharist. They had united themselves to him, and now they were food for the world. What a beautiful model.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Jesus, and then we go forward into the world. We come to Jesus, and then we respond to his invitation to go.
Mm-hmm.
Which leads us to the second part, is that self-denial that Sister Lucia talks about. And she emphasizes a little bit on fasting here, where we deny ourselves. Why is fasting so important? Well, our Lord did it. That's one thing we could obviously say. Jesus said in Matthew 6, he says, when you pray, don't stand on the street corners where everyone can see you. So we know that to be a disciple of Jesus, we got to pray. Then he teaches them the Our Father. And then he says in Matthew 6, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, put on a long face. But interesting, he says, when you pray, not if you pray. And when you fast, not if you fast.
Mm-hmm.
We know that prayer is essential in the Christian life. Did you know that fasting is essential in the spiritual life of a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
And we see this wisdom, not just from Jesus, but it continues throughout the tradition of our church.
Mm-hmm.
We have days of fasting, periods of fasting. We have to fast. And Our Lady, in this message, is calling us to deny ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we unite prayer and fasting, it's a spiritual nuclear bomb that can win great grace for the world.
Mm-hmm.
Consider Matthew 17, when Jesus casts a demon out of a person.
Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting."
Friends, there's certain mountains in our life that may not move until we both pray and fast. Mm-hmm. And that mountain might be the conversion of somebody. Maybe you've been praying and praying and praying for years for somebody. Have you fasted for them? Have you sacrificed for them? Mm-hmm. Which leads us to the third thing, the apostolate of love, charity. Because our prayer, our fasting has to be rooted in love. And what is love? Love seeks the highest good for the one who is being loved. And what is the highest good? It's heaven. Mm-hmm. Heaven. So now let's relate this all back to Mary. When you love God, you love what God loves. And what does God love? Well, he loves our neighbor. Mm-hmm. So if we are to love like God loves, that means that we have to love our neighbor. And the more that we love God, that means the more we're going to love our neighbor. Here's a big question. Who loved God more than anyone else? Well, it's Mary. Mm-hmm. St. Alphonsus Liguori says that Mary loved God more than all the saints and all the angels combined in the first moment of her life. What can we conclude from that then? Well, then she loves our neighbor, us, more than anyone else other than Jesus, because she loves what God loves more perfectly than any other human person. So what happens then when we are struggling to love? We entrust ourselves to Mary to lend us her most pure heart so that we could love with hers. This is what St. Alphonsus Liguori said.
"But since there never was and never will be anyone who loved God as much as Mary did, so there never was and never will be anyone who loves her neighbor as much as she did."
So if you struggle loving others, entrust your heart to Mary. Mm-hmm. Now, some might hesitate with this language. Entrust my heart to Mary? Mm-hmm. Shouldn't I only entrust Jesus with my life? Think about this. God entrusted himself to Mary. Jesus gave his whole self, including his heart, to Mary. This is how he came into the world. Now, if he entrusted himself to Mary, isn't it not fitting for us to do the same? Mm-hmm. Just something to think about. If you struggle to love your neighbor, entrust your heart to Mary. Mm-hmm. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
We invite you to join our journey. Get all 33 Fatima consecration videos emailed to you. Head over to FatimaConsecration.org and sign up.
Also, share this video with others. It's an easy way of spreading the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world. Together, we can do something wonderful for God. God bless, friends.